for the holidays, so come on up to the hospital.
Who wants to pick the bumper? Well, it's too late to pick the bumper music for today, folks. I was going to give Miss Philpott, I was going to let you pick the bumper music, but we'll have to let Molly pick it for Coffee Break Extra, okay?
Yes, that's fine with me.
You didn't have a song in your head that you wanted to hear this morning?
No.
Okay.
No. There's lots in my head, but not a song.
Not a song?
No.
Okay. Well, you need to put a tune in there somewhere.
It's not dead air.
What now?
It's not dead air.
It's not dead air, no. Dead Air Radio is again tonight, folks. Don't miss that. Hey, but make sure you do not miss the annual Harrison Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Bazaar. It's at the community room at the colleges. That's November the 9th.
That's a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday, as Ed says, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then after that, get up to the Molly B's Boutique at the hospital. That's November the 11th and 12th. All goes to the auxiliary. And as we've heard earlier today, folks, they do a wonderful job. Raise a lot of revenue and do a lot of good stuff with it for Harrison Memorial Hospital and the people and patients it serves and the employees, too. Thank you, Ms. Harrison. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stinson. Good to see you. Judy, good to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Christy, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Teresa Philpott, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Molly, we appreciate you, too.
Thanks.
And you know that, don't you?
Sure.
There you go. Gosh, all I can think about is the fudge.
A week from Saturday, you can go
week
get some.
From Saturday, fudge. That's if I make it through the balloon ride. The only way you're going to get me in that balloon is to put some fudge in it, Ed, okay?
The balloon ride is fun. Yeah. I've done it.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that. If Judy says it's okay, it's probably
it's fine.
Okay. You're not known as a risk taker or anything. So,
yeah, you know. Really.
Every day's a risk when you get
for
up.
Me.
Keep living with us on the air in Cynthiana, ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by Van Hook Hardware, Cochran's Auto Center, Sorrel Home Medical, Hinton Mills, E.D. Buller Company, Woodhead Funeral Home, Flower Depot, and the Christy Carey for School Board.
Since 1956, your local hometown station and the home of the Breads and Phillies, WCYN, 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden responding to comments made by a comedian at Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden in New York this past weekend. Here he is on a Zoom call with Voto Latino.
I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
The White House clarifying the president's comment. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No, he does not view Trump supporters or anybody who supports Trump as garbage. That is not what he views.
Well, former President Donald Trump had a thought about this during a rally in Pennsylvania.
Remember Hillary? She said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out. Garbage, I think, is worse.
Vice President Harris says she disagrees with criticism of people based on who they vote for. America's listening to Fox News.
About a crick in the neck. But I guess 100 years of dirt naps will do that to ya. What time of year is it? Oh, right. Spooky season. Time to get back to work. Greetings, my restless souls. You've just dug up the spookiest broadcast this side of the graveyard. Dead Air Radio. I'm your old pal, the Dead Air Dweller, freshly unearthed and ready for some thrills. But enough about me, let's talk about the real nightmare. He's a magician by day, radio DJ by night. No matter the platform, he's sure to give you a fright. He's Dead Air Radio's living host, Reed Masterson. And you're joining him right here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. So turn down the lights and crank up the terror. And hold on to your candy bags, or what's left of them. We've got bone-rattling tunes, terrifying trivia, and enough ghoulish fun to wake the dead. So sit tight, kiddies. You never know what creepy crawly surprises are lurking in the dead air.
Good evening, boils and ghouls, and welcome to episode 8 of Dead Air Radio. Now, I'm your honored host, Reed Masterson, and I'm beyond thrilled, or should I say thrilled to the bone, to have you here tonight. For the next 6 nights, I'll be your guide through the most haunted hours of the airwaves, filled with ghoulish music, sinister trivia, and chilling stories designed to make you shiver. But before we dive headfirst into the spooky fun, I've got to thank the incredible sponsors who've helped make this eerie magic possible. Palmer Hampton Realty for helping you find the perfect haunted home. Humphreys Insurance Agency for making sure even the spookiest homes are covered. Printed Vinyl for You, the mastermind behind our spine-chilling merch. Capilla Kitchen and Cantina for bringing delicious bites to life. Roz Opera House for keeping the stage haunted. House Flowers for the eeriest arrangements. Wicked World Scare Grounds, where screams are an involuntary response. Sean Burris's Shadow Nation podcast, your guide into the paranormal. Nathan Limbo, Dan Cummins, the car salesman who'll drive your nightmares away. And as always, Iceman's DJ services for helping us bring this spooky broadcast to life. So sit back, lock your doors, and turn down the lights, and prepare yourself for 2 hours of the creepiest entertainment you'll find this side of the Licking River. This first block of music is a chilling block to set the tone for the night. Up first, a little Gravedigger by Lovecraft.
Hey, Cynthiana, this is Ghostman Sean Burris from your Shadow Nation podcast, ShadowNation.com. Of course, A&E Television's Extreme Paranormal and Evil Things on the Travel Channel. And you're listening to Dead Air Radio with Reed Masterson on WCYN.
I'm running, but we're coming in hot. Better lock your doors when you hear that knock knock. Who's there? Grave digger with the drop. Take a shot, your block, cause we ain't ever gonna stop.
I'm the fastest. Flash warning, got you melting like wax lips. Gold medal, never settle doing backflips. Lyrical gymnastics, slow mo, get your pass quick. I run laps around all the zombie clowns in this ghost town. Feeling like you got me now. I bring your knife to your nightmare, call me Freddy. Every time you get close, then I'm always shitty. Trying to get me by surprise, but you ain't ready. Cause I'm deep in the cut, I'm a shitty. And you ain't never catching up, you ain't fast enough. I put the nail inside your coffin like I'm dressed.
You running with the renegade.
Yo, gatekeeper here.
Catch a round and catch a blade.
Gatekeeper's inside.
You better get up out my way.
Check it. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide.
In my custody, in the authority, is a must to be apprehended. The capture you on the sea, releasing the people, call it a desire. I surrender with you, completely powerless. Hanging on in the lap of my jock strap, you can knock it. It's making me bolder, and then you a freeloader, trying to suck up the
scroll. But I told you to live, the distance. I'm like the vegetarian. Nigga feel like I'm the bloodthirsty barbarian. Ready to annihilate the wound with dynamite in the shadow of medulla. Then
yo,
gatekeeper here. Gatekeepers inside.
Check
it. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide.
Come in. Who is it? No! Ah!
He's a vampire. 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 He's a vampire.
Larger and more disturbing with each passing year. Welcome to Wicked World Scaregrounds on Tate's Creek Road in Lexington, Kentucky's most terrifying haunted theme park. With 300 attractions that will leave you screaming for more, clowns, chainsaws, zombies, and ghosts await you at every turn. But that's not all. Enjoy food vendors, in-line entertainment, photo ops, a DJ booth, and a cozy fire pit. If you're brave enough to stick around, this sinister moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Wicked World Scaregrounds in Lexington. Get your tickets now at 2scary.com. That's the numeral 2scary.com.
Thank you. ting tang, wada wada bing bang.
All right.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, wada wada bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, wada wada bang bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, wada wada bing bang. Ooh ee ooh ah ah, ting tang, wada wada bang bang.
Do 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 do.
I was in love with you.
Do, 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 do.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Do, 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 do.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Do, do, do.
Galore, creaking floors, and maybe a spirit or two. At Palmer Hampton Realty, we've got eerie estates brimming with character. If you're ready to share your space with a few friendly phantoms, now's the time to buy. This moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Palmer Hampton Realty. Your key to the perfect haunted home.
Speaking of haunted homes, did you know the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's famous movie, one of my favorite black and white horror movies, was the first American film to show a toilet being flushed. Imagine how scary that was in those days. Now, who cares? It's common. Psycho. That's a wild trivia tidbit for haunted trivia. Toilet being flushed for the first time in cinema history on television was in the movie Psycho. I'm going to need to go back and watch that scene now to celebrate. Wanted to give you all a reminder that around 6 p.m. tonight, we'll do the Dead Air Trivia Challenge. That means some lucky ghoul out there will get to call in. They'll call 859-234-1400. When they call, I'll ask them a trivia question. If they get the answer right, they're going to win an awesome Dead Air Radio t-shirt, limited edition, only enough printed just for the contest. So hang tight with me for another 35-ish minutes, and you'll get the chance to call in and ask a trivia question. I got a good question tonight. This question I think is going to trip some people up, so there might be a chance for two people to call in, because I've got extra time tonight. I might, if the first person doesn't get it, I might allow the second person to try. So don't run away if you're not the first person to call. You might get a chance as well. Also, I want to mention that tomorrow night, Sin City Vinyl, our weekly, year-round weekly vinyl DJ show with your Sin City Vinyl DJ, Troy Perry, will be live here in the studio from 8 to 10 p.m. and is their Halloween Battle of the Bands edition. But I'll let them talk a little bit more about that coming up in this next block of music. Gonna get a little Stop Look and Listen, It's Halloween from Pete and Tail, and a couple other movie soundtrack theme songs. So hang tight with me. You're listening to Dead Air Radio. I'm Reed Masterson. I'll be back in just a bit.
I'm scared, Troy. I don't want to do the show this week.
Oh, don't worry, Johnny. It's just the Halloween edition of Battle of the Bands on Sin City Vinyl.
Yeah, but I'm still scared.
It'll be okay. It's part of the 13 Days of Dead Air Radio at WCYN.
Well, I guess it'll be okay.
It's Sunday, October 27th at 8 p.m. We won't be too scary.
Well, I hope not.
Oh, hey, Johnny, what was that?
Stop it!
The goblins will get you if you don't watch out. To take you and shake you until you shout. Stop, look, and listen. It's Halloween. There's witches and broomsticks and big black hats stirring up the potions in big black vats. Stop, look, and listen. It's Halloween. Cornstalk standing in the fields at night, the old gray house without a light, the cold white moon shining down so bright, with you and me standing there and shaking with fright, sneaking past the graveyard on trembling knees, faces peeking out at us between the trees. Please stop, look, and listen, it's Halloween. If you don't watch out, they'll take you and shake you until you shout. Stop, look, and listen, it's Halloween. There's witches with broomsticks and big black hats stirring up the potions in big black vats. Come on, stop, look, and listen, it's Halloween. Cornstalk standing in the fields at night, the old gray house without a light, the cold white moon shining down so bright, with you and me standing there and shaking with fright, sneaking past the graveyard on trembling knees, faces peeking out between the trees. Please stop, look, listen, it's Halloween.
Thank you.
This is Roger Slade, creator of Histories and Headstones and co-owner of the historic and haunted Ross Opera House. You're listening to Dead Air Radio with Reed Masterson on WCYN.
Gremlin Rag. That's from the Gremlins movie. Such a fantastic movie using puppets. I love the use of puppets in horror movies. I think it adds such a wild, lifelike ability to seemingly, I guess, inanimate objects like Chucky and such. Even though the Gremlins were actually, you know, quote unquote, an animal, a mogwai. Let me ask you this. Did you know some cultures believe that sleeping with a silver coin under your pillow could prevent nightmares? Had to be solid silver. Couldn't just have a little bit of silver in it. So sleeping with a silver coin tonight, after you get done listening to Dead Air Radio, might be just what the doctor ordered. The Dead Air Trivia Challenge comes up at 6 p.m. tonight. I got a good question for you. So get those phones ready to call in. First person that calls in gets to answer the question. If they answer it right, they get a limited edition Spooky Dead Air Radio t-shirt. And if you haven't seen those yet, you can head over to Facebook. Look for WCYM Broadcasting. Look for me, Reed Masterson, on Instagram, Facebook. Either of us, both of us, preferably both. Find us. You can see pictures of people, me, the printer, the whole nine, all the Dead Air merch. You can see on all of our socials. Head on over to Facebook. Find those out. Instagram. And that's coming up around 6 p.m. But that can't happen until I let our Dead Air dweller tell us some of his amazing Dead Air dad jokes. If you haven't heard any of the last few Dead Air dad jokes, let me just say you're missing out. You're going to see this guy at comedy clubs near you coming up very soon. And if you don't believe me, listen to this next one. You're going to die laughing, quite literally.
How do ghosts send letters? Through the ghost office. This Dead Air dad joke has been brought to you by Nathan Linville, your favorite Dan Cummins sales and lease consultant.
Like to tell about this guy, you all know me and we're scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's on when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Reddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living metal and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. Got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But
give me a call, man. Maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jack. I gotta call Jack. Come on, come on. Come on, Jack, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. Don't go to sleep, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hey, guys, this is Tony Moran. I played the original Michael Myers from the movie Halloween back in 1978 with John Carpenter, and you're listening to Dead Air Radio with Reed Masterson on WCYN. Reed's a good friend of mine. I hope he has much success doing this. Good guy. I've known him for years now. And help him out by listening.
Is lurking in the beating heart of downtown Cynthiana.
Capilla Kitchen and Cantina invites you to experience flavors so good it's scary. From sizzling fajitas to hauntingly delicious tacos, every bite is a flavor of Mexico that'll possess your taste buds. So step inside, grab a seat, and let the authentic flavors transport you far beyond the grave as Capilla is serving up frightfully fresh meals all season long. This moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Capilla Kitchen and Cantina, where every meal is devilishly delicious.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees to your side. Then it's the pelvic thrust. And then it comes from insane. Let's do the time warm again. Let's do the time warm again.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Spaced out on sensation,
like you're under sedation.
Time Warp by the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Speaking of time warp, traveling all the way back to 1956, September 1956 to be exact, that's when WCYN was founded, right here in Cynthiana, Kentucky, Harrison County, an AM radio station, and it's been in operation and locally owned ever since. Fortunately now, we also have our FM transmitter that transmits our AM station over an FM signal, as well as the AM, as we've always had. And additionally, I mention this because it's so cool now, as we have the WCYN live stream and the mobile app, and which then allows people from much farther away to listen live. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to all those people right now that are tuned into the live stream. It's booming. People in Kentucky, people in New York, all the way over by Baltimore. We got some people in Baltimore, Indiana, and all the way over the Evansville area and up towards, looks like, somewhere around Fishers, Indiana, in that area. Thank you guys for listening. It's cool that everybody around the United States are hanging out from long, from far away. Looks like some people in West Virginia as well. So a quick shout out to you guys for hanging out with me and the ones in Lexington. Looks like there's some people in Lexington. And of course, all of my local favorites here in the great county of Harrison. Good old Cynthiana, Kentucky. Did you know in ancient Rome, it was believed that witches brewed their potions from human blood? I think that's true. I think that's in new times as well. I think I saw a lady doing that across the street earlier. I'm just saying, I don't judge. It's all about equality and inclusion in 2024. And hey, if you gotta brew your potions in blood, that's the only way you can do it. Can't knock it, you know. People can't make chicken noodle soup without chicken. I'm just saying. Just saying. Contest coming up soon. Right after another quick block of music. I'm gonna let this one ride out for another. Actually, you know what? I said 6 p.m. I was going to let it go to like 6:05. But let's do it. Let's do it now. I can't wait any longer. It's the Dead Air Trivia Challenge. Right now, right here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. My name's Reed Masterson. You're listening to me on Dead Air Radio. And it's time to call in. It's 859-234-1400. You call in. The first person to call will get to answer a trivia question. If you get that answer correctly, you will get to win an awesome Dead Air Radio t-shirt. So now's the time, folks. I let my talking get ahead of me. So we're at 6 o'clock. I promised 6 o'clock. Technically, we're at 6:56, but, you know, who's counting? Dead Air Radio, Dead Air Trivia Challenge. Give me a call, 859-234-1400. I've got a trivia question so good, I don't think you're going to be able to answer it. I hope you can, because I want to give you a t-shirt. But I also love it when I stump somebody. So let's see if you can beat this challenge tonight. The phone number again is 859-234-1400. That's 859-234-1400. Give me a call. Answer the question. Win a t-shirt. But maybe you're not ready. In that case, we'll try again in a few minutes. You got about 10 seconds to call me now before I start this next spooky block of music, which is coming all the way to you from starting things off with Lovecraft from Bone Shaker. That's legit Dead Air Radio when it's quiet like that. Okay, you missed your chance to call. I'll try again. We got a little extra time tonight. We'll play it. We'll play another round after this.
What's that bump in the night? Make me go up, down, left to the right. Domino fall back. That's alright. Think we should blow this spot dynamite. I can't get away. Nice place to visit, but you don't wanna stay. But since you're here, let's celebrate. Better get your bones ready, cause they gon' shake. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to party. I don't know what you came to do, but let's get it started. I don't know what you came to do. This night is haunted. So let that ghost inside of you know. I came to shake the bones out your body. Bone shaker, bone shaker, bone shaker.
Bone shaker.
A little closer, I won't bite. Maybe I won't, but baby, I might. Don't be afraid. Nights like this don't come every day. You're not at your way. You could get sleep when you're laying in the grave.
Do you really wanna shake that? Do you really wanna shake that? From the bass in the basement. Zombie, come and get a facelift. Do you really wanna shake that? Do you really wanna shake that? I'm about to get the place lit. Zombie.
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to party. I don't know what you came to do, but let's get it started.
I don't know what you came to do, but this night is haunted.
So let that ghost inside of you know.
I came to shake the bones out your body.
Bone shaker, bone shaker, bone shaker.
Bone shaker.
Shake that. Do you
Even haunted houses need protection. And at Humphreys Insurance Agency, they cover almost everything, especially the things that go bump in the night. Got a new roof? Well, that's a discount to die for. This eerie moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Humphreys Insurance, an Allstate company in Georgetown, protecting what matters, living or otherwise. Call 502-863-3897 before it's too late.
Calling creatures, calling, feeling like it's Halloween. Zombies, put your hands up high. Just a little bit of that pumpkin spice. So come alive like Frankenstein.
There's eyes in the shadow watching me. Footsteps in the dark following. Ice cold air every time I breathe. I can't stop feeling like it's Halloween.
Creeping, calling, creatures calling, feeling like it's Halloween.
To which three, which? Let's fly all night. Where's my broom? Let's ride. Showtime, where's my crew? Fly Jack, Skelly, Billy, Butcher, and Boo. Got zombies in the graveyard coming alive, and they ain't leaving till they see the sunlight. So what you wanna do tonight? We can make it rain candy. Ghouls gone wild. All the pumpkins looking like they seen a ghost. It's carving time, so I don't blame them though. Everybody screams, throw your hands in the air if you like to get scared this time of the year.
Creeping, calling, creatures calling, feeling like it's Halloween.
Oh,
shadows creep and the moon is high. House flowers will catch your eye. From haunting bouquets to tuxedos so neat, they'll dress up your night from head to feet. For weddings, parties, or something more chilling, an arrangement from Howes is oh so thrilling. This beautiful moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Howes Flowers on Church Street in Cynthiana, where customer scare, I mean care, is beyond compare.
Howes Flowers on Church Street in Cynthiana, bringing you the eeriest arrangements. Thank you to Josh and everybody at Howes Flowers for helping us bring Dead Air Radio to life. All right, I promised you that I'd give you another chance for the Dead Air Trivia Challenge. So here's your chance. Pick up those phones. Pick up your landline. Give me a call. It's 859-234-1400. The first person to call in gets a chance to win an awesome Dead Air Radio t-shirt.
Well, well, Reed, it seems we have a brave soul on the line, ready to test their wits in tonight's Dead Air Trivia Challenge. This spine-chilling contest is brought to you by Printed Vinyl for You on Pike Street in Cynthiana. Now, answer the phone already. The suspense is killing me.
Okay. But can't we make them wait just one more second? I guess not. Caller number one. You're on Dead Air Radio. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Lloyd Fowler.
You said Lloyd Flower. Fowler. So did you forget your name or did you make that up?
Hey, it might be an alias. It might not be.
Okay, well, that's good. Where are you calling from, Lloyd?
Believe it or not, I'm calling all the way from New York.
New York? What city, if you don't mind me asking?
We're out here in Pulaski, New York.
Pulaski. So we have a Pulaski. It's spelled the exact same way, but we say Pulaski County here in Kentucky. Good. So good deal. Well, Lloyd Fowler, do you like Halloween?
Yes, I love Halloween.
Okay. You like scary movies? What about Disney Halloween movies? Like any of those?
Yeah.
You ever seen Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, Hocus Pocus.
A few times.
I love Hocus Pocus. Okay, so here it is. Here's the question. What is the name of the lobster that was pulled out of the tank in the movie Hocus Pocus?
That's a little tough. That's a good question.
Oh, I didn't know he had a name. So I dug deep for this one.
Man, I want to say it starts with an A. I want to say Angelo. I want to say Angelo.
Angelo. Well, you got it right, my friend.
Hey! Oh my goodness! Hey, I've seen you a few times. I've heard of you from my mother-in-law, Julie. I'm glad I could call in and get an answer right, man.
And I can't. Yeah, that one blows my mind. I was about to start the clock. You got it. That one's good. Good deal, man. I don't know. I didn't think anybody was going to get that one. I didn't know. Didn't even know he had a name.
Hey, I blame my wife. She loves Hocus Pocus, man. I've had to sit down and watch that a few times.
Well, Angelo was the lobster, and apparently, if you Google it, people have been unanimously worried about Angelo for a very long time. So, Lloyd Fowler, what size shirt you need me to ship all the way to Pulaski, New York?
I think a large will do, man. A large will do.
Well, I've got a large laying right here for you, buddy. I'll send that out Monday. It'll be on its way. And appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you all tuning in all the way from New York. Thank you again, Lloyd. Hope you enjoy the rest of the show. That's Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen. Lloyd Fowler from New York. Apparently, he's been tuning in. Look at that. I'm excited. That'll be the third shirt I've sent outside of Kentucky. So Thanks for all my long distance fans for tuning in here on Dead Air Radio. Up next, here's a little commercial block. Give you some message from our sponsors. This is Dead Air Radio right here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
Galore, creaking floors, and maybe a spirit or two. At Palmer Hampton Realty, we've got eerie estates brimming with character. If you're ready to share your space with a few friendly phantoms, now's the time to buy. This moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Palmer Hampton Realty. Your key to the perfect haunted home. Three times the terror, three times the fear. It grows larger and more disturbing with each passing year. Welcome to Wicked World Scare Grounds on Tate's Creek Road in Lexington, Kentucky's most terrifying haunted theme park. With 300 attractions that will leave you screaming for more, clowns, chainsaws, zombies, and ghosts await you at every turn. But that's not all. Enjoy food vendors, in-line entertainment, photo ops, a DJ booth, and a cozy fire pit. If you're brave enough to stick around, this sinister moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Wicked World Scare Grounds in Lexington. Get your tickets now at TooScary.com. That's the numeral 2, Scary.com. Hunger beware. Something delicious is lurking in the beating heart of downtown Cynthiana. Capilla Kitchen and Cantina invites you to experience flavors so good it's scary. From sizzling fajitas to hauntingly delicious tacos, every bite is a flavor of Mexico that'll possess your taste buds. So step inside, grab a seat, and let the authentic flavors transport you far beyond the grave, as Capilla is serving up frightfully fresh meals all season long. This moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Capilla Kitchen and Cantina, where every meal is devilishly delicious. Why are ghosts bad at lying? Because you can see right through them. This Dead Air Dad joke has been brought to you by Nathan Linville, your favorite Dan Cummins sales and lease consultant.
Afraid of the big bad wolf, big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Fa la 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 la. Long ago there were three pigs, little handsome piggy wigs. For the big bad, very bad, very big wolf, they didn't give three figs. Number one was very gay, and he built his house with hay. With a hey, hey, toot, he blew on his flute, and he played around all day. Number two was fond of jigs, and so he built his house with twigs. Hey, diddle, diddle, he played on his fiddle, and danced with lady pigs. Number three said, "Nix on tricks, I will build my house with bricks." He had no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? La 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 la.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Even haunted houses need protection. And at Humphreys Insurance Agency, they cover almost everything, especially the things that go bump in the night. Got a new roof? Well, that's a discount to die for. This eerie moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Humphreys Insurance, an Allstate company in Georgetown, protecting what matters, living or otherwise. Call 502-863-3897 before it's too late.
Shadows creep and the moon is high. How's flowers will catch your eye. From haunting bouquets to tuxedos so neat, they'll dress up your night from head to feet. For weddings, parties, or something more chilling, an arrangement from Howl's is oh so thrilling. This beautiful moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Howl's Flowers on Church Street in Cynthiana, where customer scare, I mean care, is beyond compare.
Rounded that block of music out with a little Zombies by the Cranberry. Zombie by the Cranberries. There you go. There you go. A lot of this music, especially yesterday's, as I mentioned, if you were tuned in, have been requested. So I was able to get on Facebook and ask everybody, Facebook and Instagram, ask everybody about what they would like to hear on Dead Air Radio. I think I amassed around maybe 10 or 15, maybe I think it's closer to 15 hours of music that is almost all in some way, shape, or form Halloween, spooky, scary related. And I'm happy. And I just added more. I've been adding more in between music blocks here. I just found some cool stuff that I didn't even know would be a thing that existed. So tune in tomorrow, because I'm going to add those in tomorrow. Going to have a couple more extra scary stories tomorrow from people that are no longer living. So we're going to have scary stories told by dead people tomorrow on Dead Air Radio. And I didn't have that planned until about 20 minutes ago. So you're welcome. I'm still working the entire time to bring you the spookiest radio program this side of the Licking River right here in Cynthiana, Kentucky. Let me ask you this. Did you know the longest running horror movie series is Friday the 13th? It is. I believe what it, there's like 12 of those or something like that. I don't have that number in front of me. I own all of them. If you ever want to come to my house, you want to hang out and you want to watch Harry, which is a combination of scary and horror, by the way. If you ever want to come to my house and watch Harry stories, I have a little over 400 to choose from. So come hang out with me and do it 100%. I see a guy standing out on the street right now. He's looking at me. I hope he's listening. He's got his phone in front of him. But he's hanging out, looking in through the window. Thank you guys for hanging out with me on Dead Air Radio. This next block of music coming up starts with a little Igor's Party. That's by Tony and the Monstrosities. And speaking of parties, don't forget, October 31st, boys and girls, is the Halloween party on Main, hosted by none other than your ghostly god himself, Reed Masterson. That's me. Dead Air Radio, WCYN, and Capilla Kitchen and Cantina has teamed up to bring you the spookiest fun Halloween party in Kentucky on October 31st. It starts at 7 p.m., goes all the way to 10 p.m. There's going to be an adult and kids costume contest. I've had a lot of people message me, ask me what time the costume contest starts. We're going to be flexible, folks. Trick-or-treating goes from 5 to 8 that night. The party starts at 7. So we will not do a costume contest until, at the earliest, 8:30. Probably closer to 9. Make sure everybody gets in. Had a lot of people ask. So come in your spookiest or cutest costumes. We'll judge you. Somebody's going to win, and they're going to win some awesome prizes. Prizes amassed between me and Capilla. We're going to bring you some cool stuff. There's also going to be Halloween music, spooky trivia. We're going to have food and drink specials. And DJ Troy Perry is going to be there with us, our Sin City Vinyl DJ. He's going to be mixing up some of the spookiest tunes. It's going to be a blast. That's October 31st, 7 to 10 p.m. That's the Halloween party on Main right here in downtown Cynthiana. And here's a little Igor's Party to follow that.
Through my mailbox, a letter dropped. An invitation to a rock and roll hop, sent to me by a friend of mine who lives in a castle with Frankenstein. Got to the castle by the 7:45. Swam the moat and climbed the gate. I knocked on the door and went in the hall where the Monsters Union was having a ball. Tonight and dig a rock and roll band. The band was gray and the floor was wide. Creepy cats rocking side by side. Up one side, down the other. Dracula was dancing with Frankenstein's mother. The joint was jumpy, really moving around. When all of a sudden, I heard a weird sound. Bebop the bam and the bebop the bee. The purple people eater was eating on me. Night and dig a rock and roll band.
Japan. I had less weight or was I bringing it in? I got a funny feeling in the bottom of my tummy. Or sitting on my right was a big fat mummy. Party was over, time to go. Igor turned the lights down low. They all had a ball, blowing their gaskets. But now it was time, back to the casket. Tonight and dig a rock and roll man.
Igor, Igor, yeah,
yeah. Igor, Igor. Ooh. This is the Halloween Hop. Everyone, on the graveyard dance floor. Get your witch's broom ready and let's fly. Stomp your feet like Frankenstein. Thriller hands side to side. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Go Norman Bates to the beat. Pump your fist for Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween, hop, 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 hop. Halloween, hop, 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 hop. Let's turn, go Norman Bates to the beat and stop. Get spooky. Get spookier. From the top. Stomp your feet like Frankenstein. Thriller hands side to side. Slide to the left. To the right. Go Norman Bates to the beat. Pop your fist for Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Let's turn. Go Norman Bates to the beat and stop. Trick or treat. Give me something good to eat. Drop your bones to the beat. I said drop your bones to the beat. Drop your bones to the beat. Now rise! Stomp your feet like Frankenstein. Thriller hands side to side. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Go Norman Bates to the beat. Pump your fist for Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween. Time, stomp your feet like Frankenstein. Thriller hands side to side. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Go Norman Bates to the beat. Pump your fist for Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Halloween. Hop, 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 hop. Let's turn. Go Norman Bates to the beat. Jump and scream for Halloween.
Hunger beware, something delicious is lurking in the beating heart of downtown Cynthiana. Capilla Kitchen and Cantina invites you to experience flavors so good it's scary. From sizzling fajitas to hauntingly delicious tacos, every bite is a flavor of Mexico that'll possess your taste buds. So step inside, grab a seat, and let the authentic flavors transport you far beyond the grave, as Capilla is serving up frightfully fresh meals all season long. This moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Capilla Kitchen and Cantina, where every meal is devilishly delicious.
Basketball. No one knows where he's from, but I heard he's the king of the Lafayette Cemetery, New Orleans. When the werewolves howl and the witches fly, that's when you know Sam's nearby. When you hear the sound of a million screams, they're probably watching them on Ghost TV.
Love me like I wanna be loved by you. up when I got a dime. I said, hello, baby. She said, ain't you cool? Said, do you remember when? And would you like to get together again? She said, I'll see you after school. I was shy so for a while. Most of my love was touching smiles. And she said, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress. And she said, let's make it perfectly clear. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. You fool, you fool. Like I wanna be loved by you.
Galore, creaking floors, and maybe a spirit or two. At Palmer Hampton Realty, we've got eerie estates brimming with character. If you're ready to share your space with a few friendly phantoms, now's the time to buy. This moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Palmer Hampton Realty. Your key to the perfect haunted home. Even haunted houses need protection. And at Humphreys Insurance Agency, they cover almost everything, especially the things that go bump in the night. Got a new roof? Well, that's a discount to die for. This eerie moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Humphreys Insurance, an Allstate company in Georgetown, protecting what matters, living or otherwise. Call 502-863-3897 before it's too late.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Dr. Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dark and dawn, when
shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of ten of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. A parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, "Don't come looking again."
Shadows creep and the moon is high. House flowers will catch your eye. From haunting bouquets to tuxedos so neat, they'll dress up your night from head to feet. For weddings, parties, or something more chilling, an arrangement from Howe's is oh so thrilling. This beautiful moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Howe's Flowers on Church Street in Cynthiana, where customer scare, I mean care, is beyond compare. terror, three times the fear. It grows larger and more disturbing with each passing year. Welcome to Wicked World Scare Grounds on Tate's Creek Road in Lexington, Kentucky's most terrifying haunted theme park. With 300 attractions that will leave you screaming for more, clowns, chainsaws, zombies, and ghosts await you at every turn. But that's not all. Enjoy food vendors, in-line entertainment, photo ops, a DJ booth, and a cozy fire pit. If you're brave enough to stick around, this sinister moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Wicked World Scare Grounds in Lexington. Get your tickets now at TooScary.com. That's the numeral 2, Scary.com.
Like the man said, that's the numeral 2, Scary.com. I love our dead air dweller co-host. He seems to be missing. He lurks the halls here of WCYN. The halls are pretty deep in this building. When people come in here, they're always surprised how far back our studio goes. The Dead Air Dweller's been dwelling here for a long time. Formerly known as Victor Graves, if you didn't know about him, we talked all about him on the first episode of Dead Air Radio. There is a story, apparently it's true, about him being a radio host, nighttime creepy radio host from the 1930s. I'll have to play that story again before the end of this year's Dead Air Radio, before he disappears back into the shadows and we don't hear from him or see him again for another 365 days. No, it won't be that long because Dead Air Radio is 13 days long. Speaking of creepy stories, ladies and gentlemen, the show has unfortunately drawn to a close. But before we fade into the shadows, as always, it's time for one last scare. As you know, I'm your host, Reed Masterson, and to end tonight's broadcast, this is my favorite segment, Supernatural Storytime, brought to you by none other than Cynthiana's master storyteller himself, Mr. Roger Slade. So gather round, turn down the lights, and listen closely. This is the story of Chapman Reniger. Maybe Roger likes to build suspense. Let's try that again, Roger.
Welcome back. You're listening to Roger Slade on Dead Air Radio, and tonight I'm excited to share with you the story of a little boy who checked into a hotel with his family, and we believe that he never checked out. Now, in the early 1800s, Cynthiana was more of a happening place. It was almost a center of entertainment. And there was a group that was coming around 1890-92 known as Liberati's Orchestra, and they were going to be performing in this area, and lots of families and people came from the tri-state area to little old Cynthiana to listen to this band perform in Aeolian Hall. Now, one family checked into the 1812 building, which stands there beside the...
Okay, so I told you that this was the story of Chapman Reniger. And it is. But sometimes the ghost on Dead Air Radio have different plans, and apparently they wanted to rehear the story of the little boy who never checked out. However, I'm the host, and I make the rules. So, in just a few more moments, you're going to hear the story that I mentioned. The story of Chapman Renneker.
Welcome back, and the story I want to share with you tonight is the story of Chapman Renneker. And our story actually takes place on October the 31st, Halloween, 1911. Now, there's a house on Walnut Street directly across from the museum, and this is known as the Selden Renneker House. Now, Selden Renneker was a very prominent man at the turn of the last century. He had a son named Chapman, and on Halloween, Chapman was going to go out and do some mischief with his friends, Walter and Brian Price. Walter was about the same age as Chapman, and Brian was about 14. And the young boys get up around the Church Street area, and they're pranking and doing whatever mischief that young boys or young men would do on Halloween, and they are drinking. There's some whiskey that was involved. Well, the group gets in an argument with each other, and there's two gunshots found, and a young man comes out with a lantern, and lying there in the middle of Church Street is Chapman Renneker and Brian Price. They've both been shot in the face. They take Brian to the hospital, and he dies en route, and they bring Chapman back to his family home, and they put him right there on the front porch as he takes his final breath. They ask Walter, "Why did you shoot Chapman?" "Self-defense. He pulled his pistol on me." "Chapman's pistol was upstairs in his bedroom." "Why'd you shoot your brother?" "He got in the way." Now, some people will tell you that Chapman still haunts the house. In what we think was his bedroom, there's a shadowy figure that will stand at the foot of the bed, walks the hallways. There's a clawfoot tub that fills itself up. But we also believe that the house could be haunted by the spiritual remains of two elderly ladies who used to live there when it was a boarding house. Now, these ladies were very, very particular about who came to their house. They kept the house clean. They would shoo you off of the lawn if you came on there. And these women, some believe that they are still particular and protective of this house. Now, this was a bed and breakfast just a few years ago, and the innkeeper, Sue, and her husband Jeff lived there, and they had no guests on one particular night. Jeff was fast asleep, and Sue was reading a book. Dog was asleep at her feet, and Jeff had just bought her a new blender, a new mixer for the bed and breakfast, and she's sitting there, and it comes on in the middle of the night. She thinks maybe Jeff is up, so she goes to the kitchen, and the mixer is just going at high speed. She turned it off, and it came on immediately, and this freaked her out a little bit, and she unplugged it to make it stop. Now, she would call these old ladies Dear Aunt Martha, just collectively. So she goes to the front of the house, and she says, "Dear Aunt Martha, don't do this to me tonight." And as she did that, she looked out on the porch and turned on the porch light, and there was a group of teenagers who had pulled up in a car. It didn't look like somebody who was going to check into a bed and breakfast. But as that light came on, they scurried off. So Sue would tell you that Dear Aunt Martha is still protecting the house. This is now currently a home where there's a young family that lives there. It's a mom and dad.
Since 1956, your local hometown station.
Events. We are not permitted to stream Major League Baseball or copyrighted song performances. If you are attempting to listen to one of our talk programs or Harrison County sports, please stand by. Your program should begin very soon. Every Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m., it's your daily wake-up call. Coffee break. Local news and local guests keeping you up to date to what is going on in Cynthiana and Harrison County. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., Coffee Break with Doug Miller. Tune in. Thank you for tuning in on WCYN's free mobile app or online at WCYN.com. WCYN only streams talk shows, news, and local sporting events. We are not permitted to stream Major League Baseball or copyrighted song performances. If you are attempting to listen to one of our talk programs or Harrison County sports, please stand by. Your program should begin very soon.